It's Here and Now. Janelle Monáe is a critically acclaimed R&B songstress. She's been nominated for a Grammy Award 6 times, but she might be best known for singing backup on this song. That's Monáe on Fun's We Are Young, one of the biggest hits of 2012. But now Janelle Monáe has got some potential hits of her own. Electric lady, get away now. That's the title track off Janelle Monáe's new album, The Electric Lady, which is out this week. It features Solange, who happens to be Beyoncé's sister, along with an impressive array of other collaborators, including Esperanza Spalding, Erykah Badu, and Prince. And Here and Now pop culture critic Renee Graham joins us in the studio to tell us more about Janelle Monáe. Renee, welcome back.
Hey, Megan, how are you?
I'm doing great. So you were really excited to talk about this album. Tell me why.
I've been a fan of hers for a really long time, and I think it's an interesting time the album's coming out. It's been a sort of a weird, vexing year in R&B, and there's been a lot of successes, but most of the music is looking back. It's very nostalgic for what happened 30, 40 years ago. Janelle Monáe isn't doing that. It's this blend of hip-hop, R&B, rock, you know, bits of opera, cabaret style. She can do everything, and you're getting all of that on this album.
Wow. So, you know, we mentioned that she had been nominated for 6 Grammys, but that her name may not actually be all that familiar to people. So tell us about Janelle Monáe.
She's been around a lot longer than people think, even though she's only 27. She first came into the public eye around 2005. She was in Atlanta, and she hooked up with Big Boi, who's best known for his work with Outkast. And he put her on his compilation album, Got Perp, Volume 2. And she did a cover of the old DeBarge classic Time Will Reveal. It was this weird sort of souped up version of this ballad, and people kind of went, wow, who is that and what is that sound? Worked with Outkast again on the next album, Idlewild, and then put out her own EP in 2008 called Metropolis. And it was the beginning of this 4-to-5-album suite about this futuristic android named Cindy Mayweather, who is from another dimension, and she's here to save the Metropolis. I know it sounds really weird, but sci-fi figures into this a lot, and Japanese anime, and all kinds of very interesting things. But what it all comes down to, this isn't music for sci-fi nerds. This is music for everyone, and that's what's good about it. It really sort of encompasses everything. And when people keep saying it's futuristic R&B, in a lot of ways it isn't. What it does is it reminds people that R&B used to be quite innovative.
Yeah.
And actually, let's just hear a bit from Metropolis, a song called Many Moons.
So what happened after that first album?
Well, the first album was an EP. Her second album was called Arch Android. It was her first full-length LP, and it continued that same sci-fi theme, but again, the songs were broader, the subjects were deeper. It really was, again, this whole idea of expanding what R&B should sound like.
And did that album charted?
That album charted. That was her first sort of big charting album. It was a top 20 Billboard album.
So Renee, now we have this new album, The Electric Lady, and I have to say my eyes popped out of my head when I saw the star power on the list of collaborators with her. Let's talk about some of them.
It says a lot about Janelle Monáe, the people who are coming in to work with her. First of all, you have Prince, who really doesn't work with a lot of people, and especially not on his own music. He's here, he shows up, he plays guitar, and he does a duet with her on a song called Giving Them What They Love. And, you know, he's a big fan of hers, and he understands what she's doing because what she's doing is reminiscent of what he was doing.
Exactly.
In the 80s. This idea of R&B and black music is far more expressive and expansive.
Until you put your
it just makes so much sense that he gets what she's doing, because, you know, the idea is it's not about coloring within sort of genre lines. It's about doing creatively what makes sense in the moment, which is also why she's working with Erykah Badu. Erykah Badu took her out on tour 3 years ago. And I remember seeing her at a venue in Boston, and the audience almost didn't really get Janelle Monáe. Uh-huh. They were there to see Erykah Badu, and here you have this sort of little woman who comes out in this beautifully tailored tuxedo looking like Cab Calloway, and she's got this huge pompadour, and the music is rock, and it's R&B, and it's hip-hop, and half the audience seemed incredibly confused by her. But there was something so bracing and brash about what she was doing, and it melded perfectly with what Erykah Badu does, which is the same thing, this more expressive type of R&B.
And on the album Electric Lady, Erykah Badu is featured on the track Queen.
What's really interesting is there's a line in the song where Monáe says, "Categorize me, I defy every label." That's pretty much her mantra. You know, that's a theme constantly on the albums, that I'm not going to be who you think I'm going to be. And the problem is, you know, the definition of R&B has gotten very, very narrow. And what's great about Monáe is she's not trying to be Rihanna. She's not Nicki Minaj. She's not Beyoncé. She's not interested in following that path. She's only interested in carving out her own.
What seems interesting to me in just listening to the tracks that we have heard, that she's also sort of big enough to incorporate the sounds and influences of all these amazing people she's collaborating with, but they're not sort of running roughshod over what she has to bring.
Well, that's an interesting thing, I think, especially with the Prince collaboration. You figure if you're going to do a song with Prince, it's going to be a Prince song.
Right.
He really takes a back seat and keeps her in the forefront. And there's something really impressive about that, because that says a lot about what he thinks about what she's doing.
So, Renee, is there another collaboration you like on the album?
It's a really interesting choice. It's called Prime Time, and it's a ballad. There aren't a lot of ballads on the album, but this is a straight, quiet storm, slow jam with the singer Miguel. Yeah, 'cause baby, it's a
she has staying power, or is she going to need to have those, you know, marquee collaborators for some time?
You know what? She's had staying power. She's really been around since 2005. People are just discovering her now, perhaps, but she's already been around for 8 years and she's only 27. What she's showing on The Electric Lady is this continued growth. This is her third album, and it's been this gradual but continuous growth from album to album in her songwriting, in the musical choices she's making. You know, it really feels like she's fearless. And you don't really get a lot of fearless artists these days with people who want to have a hit. I mean, she seems less concerned with having hits than in making something that really makes a difference.
Well, that's Here and Now pop culture critic Renee Graham presenting to us Janelle Monáe's new album, The Electric Lady. Renee, thanks so much.
Thanks, my good.
And Meghna, I'm going to be talking with Renee next time about 20 years after the release of Nirvana's album In Utero.
Oh, cool. Looking forward to that.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Comcast Business, partnering with businesses to provide scalable technology solutions to keep pace with growth and success at business.comcast.com.